right. Welcome, 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 everybody, to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. So excited that you are here with us today. My name is Allison Kieber, and I will be joined by my husband, Ian Kieber, here in just a moment as he makes sure that we are actually live and on air and that you can hear us nice and loud and clear. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. If you've been tuning into BPN Radio, you've been hearing that we are in intercessory February. So this February, it's grainy. So this year, this month, we are coming to you live with intercessory prayer. All month long, our entire ministry team is praying and is intercessing for your prayers. Now, of course, you know, we're always doing that for those prayer requests that get sent in to us, but Pastor Dale just really felt like the Lord was saying, this month, I focus on prayer and coming at you live with that. Now, of course, as the Lord leads, because this is Prophetic Thursday normally, we will prophesy as He leads. But just know that today we're going to be focusing on your prayers. So one of the things we want to encourage you to do, we go ahead and leave your prayer requests in the comment section below there. If you're listening to us on BPN Radio, you can always send us your prayer request, and you can just go to bpnradio.com and you can message us there and send us your prayer request that way. We've got people who are taking in your prayer requests and praying over your names 24 hours a day. So let's go ahead and let's get started. So we are going to dive in. My husband's coming over here to join me. Everybody can hear us on the radio, okay?
Yep, I think
okay.
Good.
All right, good. So, good.
Fantastic.
I see people's comments coming up. This is my amazing husband, Ian.
Hi, guys. So good to be here for this special intercessory February time, where the entire month, the staff and everyone at BPN Radio, all of the church members, all of our audience around America and across the globe are going to be praying intercession prayers. And, you know, we truly believe in prayer. We believe prayer can solve so many different problems. When we seek to involve God in every bit of our lives, good things happen. And we know that that happens over and over again in all things. You know, I was reading something this morning that was sharing about, you know, when as people we tend to try to handle things on our own in life. It's that mystery that we try to do things on our own in our own power. But when we invite God in to what we're doing, when we invite God into our problems, when we praise Him for the things that are going right, great things happen. We open up the infinite possibilities and God possibilities in the spiritual realm that are going to only just bless us and help us to get things, you know, to do things that per His will. You know,
yeah.
He wants us to be in communion. So mm-hmm. We truly believe in the power of prayer and know that y'all do here as well. So we're excited to pray. We know we are praying for a spiritual awakening here in America. We know that as more the media tries to teach people that God isn't around, or that the media tries to tell us to take us farther away from God, that we need to pull each other back. We need to pull God back into our lives and really make a... make a difference. So,
what did I just do?
Hey, let's pray. I don't know, but here, let me see if I can fix this while. I'm
All right. Well, I'm going to open up us in prayer while Ian fixes our camera. Anyways, Heavenly Father, Father God, God, we just come to you with a heart full of gratitude. God, we come to you in thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that you're doing, God. God, that you are always at work. God, that you do not take a break or quit or stop on us, God. God, that you are always in action. God, and that I just pray today that we continue to use your Son, Jesus, as our one and only example of servant leadership, God, of what it means to truly love one another and to love our neighbor, God. God, to be free of judgment, God, to be free of offense, and to just be free to love the way that your son Jesus taught us, God. God, I thank you that your word gives us a solid foundation. It gives us a solid example of how we are to live. God, and that each and every day, although I fail, your word promises me that I am forgiven and that I can repent, God, for my sins, and that I can be forgiven and washed clean of those sins, God. God, I thank you today that my brothers and sisters in Christ are trusting us with their need, God, today. And God, I just ask that today you sit with us. You come and sit with us as we come to this space of prayer, God. That you sit with us and you teach us and you guide us, God. God, that you be with us and hear our petitions, God. God, I ask for your favor today, God. I ask for your miracles to be present today, God. God, I'm believing that today you do want to show off. And show off not in a way that we worldly, fleshly know as show off, but show off in your righteous way, God. In your way of showing us that you are real and that you are omnipresent in all of our lives, God. God, that you are not choosing to go sit with another while turning away from another. That, God, you have a way that goes beyond our understanding of being able to sit with each and every one of us in whatever space that is that we come to sit with you. God, I'm believing today that there will be people whose prayer lives is changed today, God, because of the way that you speak to them and the way that you nurture them and the way that you just sit with them, God. God, I'm believing that you have placed certain scripture in our hearts today, God, that we may share that scripture to give hope and to help build faith, God. God, I'm asking today that all of those who are listening, whether it's live or on the replay, God, today that you help them to open their spiritual ears, God. God, that so your word can fall upon their ears and that they can hear you, God. God, don't let these words that you speak through us and that we petition to you, God, just fall on deaf ears, God. Let the spiritual ears be opened, God, and we ask for our spiritual, our minds to be open, God. God, so that our flesh doesn't get in the way of what supernatural things you have for us, God. God, we know that you go beyond all humanly understanding, so we ask that right now you take us there, God. You help us to open our minds so that we can go there with you, God. And that we can be with you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you open up our hearts, the place where you dwell, God, that you dwell inside of us, and that we open up that space to be spiritually present with you and walk with you, God. God, we thank you that today, as Ian and I sit here and we pray, God, that our mouthpiece be your mouthpiece, God. God, the words that we speak, that they do not fail you, God. God, because they are your words, because you live inside of us, God, and you dwell inside of us, and that you give us a heart like your heart, God. God, let us be a man and a woman who continue to chase after you, God. Nothing else. After you, after your promises, after your word, God. And we thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. God, and we move out of the way for you to have this time and this space with your children, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. There you go. We got it back up live.
Awesome. Let's see how we're going on here. Good. Okay, good. And, you know, I just a final note, you know, on prayer is that, you know, without prayer, we can oftentimes feel disconnected, right? When we're not in relationship, continual relationship, we can feel disconnected. And I don't know about you guys, but I fall short every day. I fail every day. And I am so thankful that we serve a God who doesn't see me for my failures, but rather he sees me for my potential and for what he knows he created me to be and created to do. And that each and every day I get a fresh start, and that I can go again. And that knowing that when I spend time with him and I connect with him, that my life literally changes. Mm-hmm. It literally changes. And I get it. There's the distractions and the busyness of life, and there's the excuses of putting God on the back burner, right? And that it's easy to do that because he's so understanding. But when we spend time with him and we come to him in a space of true thanksgiving and gratitude, and we eliminate the distractions, we allow for him to start to move through us and literally change things, right? Change our situations, change our circumstances, change our hearts, right? And his word says in Psalms 91, he is my refuge, my strength, my God, and in him I will trust. Now, we also know that his word tells us that, you know, in Matthew 7:7, right? If we come to him and we ask, right? Ask and you shall receive. Knock and you shall enter, right? His word tells us to come to him with our requests, to bring our request to him. He already knows the depths of your heart, but he wants us to come to him with those. He wants us to share those with him. And today I'm believing that that's what we're going to do, that as brothers and sisters in Christ, when we confess to our brothers and sisters in Christ, when we come together, we are the church, right? We don't need four walls to tell us that's a church. God's word tells us that when we come together, where two or more are gathered, that is the church, right? So today, right now, as we sit together, we are the church.
Yeah, absolutely. Matthew 18, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them.
How come we lost our music?
I don't know what happened to the music. I'll go over and see if I can fix that, I guess.
He's normally on controls, so yeah. we had some music playing in the background that was really nice. But 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I wanted to start there with that scripture from 1 John 1:9 because, again, so many of us, we don't come to him with everything that we are. We come to him that, okay, God, I've got this little space and all of these distractions, right? And so today I want you to pray this prayer in 1 John 1:9 so that we can eliminate the distractions. God, please forgive us and cleanse us of those sins and that unrighteousness so that we can come and that we can be with you, God. Today, I'm just going to, as many of you are leaving your prayer requests, I see those scrolling through. Ian's got that pulled up and he will bring those forward, but I'm going to kind of look over here. I've got some prayer requests on my screen as well. And today, Father God, that's where we want to start. We want to start, God, that we know that in James 5:16, the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And we are believing, friends. We are believing today that miracles are taking place, right? That prayer requests are going to be answered today. I believe that we've got to, that the Lord asks us to come with that belief, right? And Matthew 11:24, he tells us to come with the belief that it has already been answered, that it has already been given. Friends, He tells us that what we come to him with, belief, in that belief, right? So today, I just, God, I'm coming to you with the belief that it has already been done, God, that you have already given to us what we request, God. God, today, I want to start with my dear friend, Ashton. Ashton today asked us to pray for her for a couple of different things, God. Heavenly Father, today I bring my friend Ashton to you and her family. For God, you know of their painful loss. God, and I'll never be able to understand in my flesh of why you choose to take people when you take them, God. I'll never understand why children have to go, God. But I know you go beyond all understanding, God. And that I have to continue to trust in your will, plan, and purpose for our lives, God. And believe, God, that you have sent angels to live among us, God. God, today I pray for Ashton and her family and their loss of sweet 10-year-old Landon. God, I pray that he is whole again and in your arms, God. God, that he sits beside you with a smile on his face that shines so bright, God. God, I pray that your hand be held over those who are hurting today, God. God, all of those who are hurting for someone that they have lost today, God. God, and although that our grief can be so strong, God, that those who were once with us are no longer with us. God, I ask today that you overcome our grief with great joy. With great joy in knowing, God, that those that we loved here on earth and the temporariness of life, God, that they live eternally with you and that they walk beside you, God, and that we just can experience a joy knowing that the joy they experience as they walk with you, God, goes beyond anything we will ever be able to understand here. God, I ask you to fill us with a measure of that joy. That it overcome our grief and our sadness. God, and that from the depths of our soul, we can laugh. And we can smile, God. For we know that one day, we will get to be with them again and we will dance with them and sing and praise with them of you, for you, God. For you have given us everlasting and eternal life, God. For those who believe and confess, God, that you gave us your one and only Son. You sacrificed him, God, so that we could have that eternal and everlasting life with you, Jesus. And I thank you that we can know in the depths of our soul that our loved ones have gone to be with you, God. And it's okay for us to experience joy and happiness in knowing that we don't have to grieve and sit in a place of sadness and depression. And of thoughts, dark thoughts that want to overcome us, God. I thank you for that, God. I thank you that what you did on the cross overcomes all of that because the victory has been given in your sacrifice, God, at the cross. God, I just ask today that you lift those up who are hurting, those are saddened by the loss of a loved one, of a loss of a child, of a loss of a loss that doesn't go with our understanding, God, but that you can bring us to a place of understanding. pray this in your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. And I bless you, Ashton. I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Ashton, I know that you in your flesh wants to call yourself a fixer. But today, Ashton, I ask that God give you a peace in knowing that there is only one fixer. I ask for a peace to overcome you and flood you, to reign over your entire household and your family. And I pray that the curses that are trying to sneak in through the crevices and the cracks, God, that we rebuke those in your name, Jesus. That her house and that the house that sits over her entire family, her extended family, be covered in your blood, Jesus. That it be covered in your blood, Jesus, because we know that when it's covered in your blood, Jesus, that those curses, that they have to flee, God. That they cannot come in to the place in which you dwell, God. God, I pray for those who the enemy has tried to come in as John 10:10 tells us, God, that the enemy comes to still kill and destroy like a thief in the night. God, that their house be covered in your blood, Jesus. Covered in your blood. I pray this. If you've never covered your house, if you've never prayed for your house to be covered in the blood of Jesus, I encourage you, friends. I encourage you, church family, to go around your home and pray the blood of Jesus over every entry, over every crack, over every crevice, over every window, over every wall of your home. Pray the blood of Jesus. Pray that it be covered in his blood so that the enemy can't come in the night when we're sleeping. He can't come in the day when we're away, when we're not covered in our armor, that he cannot enter into the place that is holy and covered by your blood, Jesus. God, I thank you for teaching us in your word how to protect, how to put on our armor, God. And as Galatians tells us, God, to put on our armor, it doesn't say once, it says each and every day. And I thank you, God, that each and every day we can put on our armor, that we can pray in the Spirit, God, because when we pray in the Spirit, that the enemy cannot touch those prayers, God. And I thank you for covering us with your Spirit, God, that you being here with us and dwelling within us so that we can pray in a place that is covered, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your protection. Thank you, God, for your word, your sword, God. God, thank you for the helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, God. God, I thank you. I thank you for the sword of the Spirit, God. And that each and every day, you've given me the gift of choice to put this on, God. And I pray that as I put on your armor, God, that you also give me a heart like David, God. God, I pray that those who are feeling weak right now, God, that they just, you supernaturally give them a heart like you gave David. A heart of faith to know that we can overcome these giants that stand before us, God. God, that with you and the strength that you give us, God, that we can stand before these giants and we don't have to flinch, God. That we can stand with knowing, God. I'm thankful today that your story of David shows us, God, that we can come prepared and that we can come with 5 stones in our hand, God, but that we will only need one. Only need one, God, to overcome these giants. God, I pray today that those who feel like they have giants standing in front of them, God, that with a heart like David, they stand in front of those giants and they watch those giants fall. God, that the enemy wants us to believe that our giants are so big that they can't be defeated, God, but your cross promises us that victory has already been won. Oh, church, it stands in our level of belief, and I'm praying for your belief today. I'm praying for the level of belief. I'm praying that as you sit in a cave, the cave that you've been thrown in with lions, I'm praying for a faith like Daniel. A faith to believe that God, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many who are feeling like they're standing in the fire, that they're standing in this cave that they can't possibly crawl out of, God. And right now, they're giving the enemy credit. It's like they're cursing the enemy, but at the same time, they're praising him because they're giving him the credit for the fire in which they stand, for the giant for which stands in front of them, for the cave that they have been thrown into, God. God, I pray that you reveal to them that sometimes it is your fire, God, that it is a refining fire, like that you are, God, that you are the master artist, the master potter who has to throw us into the kiln so that we can be refined, that all the imperfections can be burned off so that we can be made into a beautiful piece of art, God. God, I thank you that sometimes we have to go into dark places, God, so that we can appreciate the light. God, and I thank you that you place giants in front of us so that we can see just how strong we are, God. God, and today, those who have been giving the enemy credit, God, I rebuke that right now. Let it fall off, God. Let them praise you, Jesus, and thank you, Jesus. Come to a space of thankfulness for the cave, for the fire, for the darkness, for the giants, God. Come to them. Yeah, let them come to you with a thankfulness and a gratitude, God. I bless my brothers and sisters that are transferring over into the space and the words that they've been speaking, the words and who they have been praising. Come back to the center, God. Come back to the light, God. Come back to the fire and that burns off the impurities. I thank you, Jesus. And I praise you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Powerful, powerful. Love it. Such good stuff. You know, if you all are hearing some feedback today, we just want you to know that that's construction happening right outside of our home. And, you know, we're not going to let it stop us. We're not letting the little things in life that pop up that can knock us off track. We're not going to let that happen. Mm-hmm. And we pray that that doesn't happen for you today. That those little things that can lead up to big things that may make you miss out, that you're able to see past them. We thank you, Lord, for the vision to see past the roadblocks and the stumbling blocks and the speed bumps and the things that are in our way, Lord, that maybe you've put there to strengthen us. God, that maybe are in our way to help build us stronger for that blessing that's on the other side. God, we thank you for all of the problems that come our way. God, we thank you for this life that we lead day by day, minute by minute, that we can see past that. God, that we are drawn by a future brighter than anything we could possibly imagine. Lord, that future draws us, that we see beyond the problems of today into the future with you tomorrow.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Mm. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your presence that's here with us today. Mm-hmm. God, I pray for those who feel disconnected from you, God. I pray for those who just feel so weak in their faith right now, God. God, letting them know that their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, that they understand them, and that it's in our moments of transparency, God. Thank you, Jesus. I hear God saying right now that there's some of you who've been struggling to hear from him, and you've been struggling to feel his presence. But I just hear him saying that it's there's a transparency that needs to be spoken out of your mouth. There's a transparency, and there's a release that needs to be through your voice, and then through your voice, you will hear his voice. You will hear the words that he has to heal your heart. Oh, and just understanding that when we walk through healing, it's not just a healing for ourselves. We are actually healing our children and our children's children. Generational curses that have tried to hold on to us and have tried to hold us down and hold us back from our destiny of who God has created us to be. God, that we don't keep our struggles to ourselves. And we don't keep our problems to ourselves. God, that we may find people who that we can trust. And I'm so thankful, God, that you put people in our lives to help guide us and to speak to us. People who themselves may say, I'm undeserving and I'm unqualified, God. But that they step through the negative self-talk. And they step through and they just share your love, God. They share the words that you place upon their heart, God. They share the love that they feel. And they share that, God. And in that sharing and in that transparency, there comes solution. God, I pray that when we share our struggles and that when we share our problems, God, that in the sharing, you also give us revelation. Revelation of solution, God. God, because you have solutions for us. God, and I pray that those who are standing in their struggles and they're standing in their problems right now, God. God, your word tells us that without faith, it is impossible. But with faith, all things are possible. God, and today I just pray for faith. I pray for faith to be increased. And that understanding that our faith is like a muscle, God. And to keep that muscle, we have to exercise it. And we exercise it by continuing to come and sit with you in our prayer time. God, to not just pray, but to meditate. God, to not just come to you with all of our problems, God, but to listen to you, God, and to meditate on your word and the words that you put us upon our heart, God, to come to you with our pens and our paper and our journal, and so that you can download whatever pictures and visions and words that you give to us, God, that we don't let any of those fall, God. That we don't try to trust those to our memory, God, because it will fail us. But God, that we write those things down. Oh, God, and we can just look back and see you in action, God. God, you know that I know what it's like to come to a space where I feel like no matter how hard I try, I can't feel you, God. That no matter how I try, I feel like you're not there and that you've gone away, God. But knowing deep down that that's a lie, God. For it's never you that wander, God. But it's me, my flesh. Each and every moment, making a choice of an excuse, a choice of a reason, or a choice to just be with you, God, and come sit with you. God, I thank you for the opportunity to come and fellowship with you at any time and be in relationship with you at any time, God. There's not a time on the clock that says, okay, God is here right now. That there's not a space that I have to fleshly create that has to be a perfect setting for you, God. God, that no, I can turn on some music. I can create a space of quiet anywhere, God. Even if there are direct distractions, that I can come to a space that is distraction-free. And I can meditate on your word, God. And I can sit with you and be with you and feel surrounded by you, God. God, thank you for placing people in my life that have taught me this, God. Have pointed me to your scripture, God, and your foundation that shows me that this is truth, God. God, today I bring those, my friends who have left their names, God. We're in a space where they need healing. God, we pray today for those who need a supernatural healing. Whether it be physically, emotionally, I feel like there's some of us that need a spiritual healing today, God. God, that you just, you are in the business, God, of healing. You are the great I am. You are the ultimate healer, God. Oh, God, each and every day I pray for specific healing over our family. I know that you hear the petitions of our hearts, God. And then you don't let your promises go unanswered, God. And I believe in my whole heart, God, that if I never see the healing that I am requesting, God, I'm believing in the depths of my heart that you've healed it in a way that I just can't understand. And that's okay. And that's okay because sometimes, God, I realize that in our brokenness, in our physical brokenness, in our emotional brokenness, in our spiritual brokenness, God, you use that to help heal others. That our testimony is a testimony to help heal others, God, and I don't ever want to sit in a space, God, where I'm so selfish that I only want healing for myself, God. That I ask for the healing because I want the healing to help bring healing to other people. God, I thank you for healing hearts, God, and helping them come to a space of supernatural understanding, God. That if we come to you with a belief and a faith, that it will be done, God, in your time and in your way and through your will, plan, and purpose, God. Because I know that your word tells us that you have not forsaken us. You've not forgotten us. You've not left us. But instead, you've given us a hope and a future and a promise and a plan for our lives, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you that right now there are those who are experiencing your healing and it's overcoming them right now, God. I see people whose arms are open wide, stretched up to you, God, eyes fixed on you in full thankfulness as they receive your healing right now, God. God, that we know that your word tells us that we don't have to touch our brothers and sisters in Christ for them to receive the prayer of healing that we pray over them, God. God, that just praying this prayer is enough. And for that they be in a space to receive it, God, your supernatural healing. And after they receive this healing, God, that they will walk out and they will testify of the glory and of your majesty, God. They will testify and they will speak of your miracles and they will show of your healing, God. I believe this by faith in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. And I know Pastor Dale asked us to pray for his nephew, Brandon Berry, whom needs a heart transplant. And as you're praying for hearts out there, I heard Brandon Berry, and you know, as you were praying, I saw water and the water was choppy, and it was strange. God showed me three birds, like in a triangle, and in the middle of them was calm water. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was just as I was praying for Berry right there, for Brandon Berry, who needs a transplant to be calm in that calm water as he's surrounded by wonderful medical professionals. That spot that they found on his lung, suspicious spot, is not suspicious.
No,
it's just unknown, and it's okay. But he's gonna in the right place and in the right hands. And we pray for you, for Brandon Berry, for your heart, for the doctors, for the nurses, for the hospital, for the staff, for your family, for everybody who's involved. Lord, we thank you for Brandon and for this testimony, Jesus, that's going to come out, that's going to just bring God to that hospital and to that place where people need him most.
Yes, Jesus.
Where hope is needed. Brandon's going to bring that. We thank you for Brandon.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for Alex and Teresa. Alex and Teresa Meeks, I lift your name up to our Lord. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for marriages right now. Church, will you join me in praying for marriages? I know that there's many of you who are listening and who are saying, I didn't submit my name and I didn't submit my prayer request, but God, you've heard the depths and the cries of my heart. God, help my marriage. Heavenly Father, I pray right now for, I just pray for the darkness and the sin that is trying to come between marriages, God. God, marriage is a union, like Ian said, of the birds. It's a union of three. God, and I ask that those marriages, they come back together. That the love and the respect be restored between the two of them, God. That you open up the lines of communication. God, that you heal the hurt. God, that you bind up the spoken negativity, that you bind it up. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I see right now. I see this negativity, thank you, Jesus. I see right now, like it's like a black heart has been, it's Jesus, is he's bounding it up. He's bounding it up and he's tying it tight and there's no breath left in it. There's no life left in it. And I see him binding that up and throwing it away. Because when that hurt and that pain is bound up and it's taken out of the picture, there's a restoration that happens. God, I'm believing that we understand that marriage is not 50-50, God, that it's 100-100. God, and I believe that one of the biggest curses on marriage and relationships is us wanting to post the blame on someone else, God. God, and I ask right now that you search inside the depths of our hearts and you show us what needs to be fixed with inside of us, God. What needs to be repaired with inside of us, God. What needs to be restored with inside of us, God. That we can reflect within, and that the only thing that we can control is the choices that we make. God, and that as we come to this place and that you restore our hearts and you help guide our choices, and you take away the blame, and you take away the hate, and you take away the hurt, God. God, that you can restore our hearts and give us a heart like you, Jesus. So that when I look at my significant other, God, that I see past them and I see you, Jesus. Because just like I'm a child of yours, God, I'm a daughter of a king, that I can see that my husband is a son of a king, God. God, I pray that as wives, that we speak to the king in our husbands. Lord, that even though his actions, we may want to judge them as a fool, God. God, restore our hearts that we can see the king in them, God. God, and I pray that the husbands out there, God, that they can look past their wives and see the queen, the daughter of a king, God. That they can look past the judgment of their foolishness. God, and I pray for condemnation to go right now in your name, Jesus. So much condemnation. I pray for it to go right now in your name, Jesus. I pray for communication to be restored in your name, Jesus. Restore the communication. God, open up their ears, God, so that they can finally listen to one another, God. God, I ask that you restore the noticer that lies within each of them, so that they can notice the restoration of the hearts, the mending of the hearts that you're doing within each of them, God. God, I pray that they start speaking life over their marriage. God, I pray that divorce is not an option. I pray that all the negativity and all the talk of the world, that it be overcome by your words and your truth and your promises, God. God, you've shown us that a man can walk on water when his eyes are fixed on you, God. And if a man can walk on water while our eyes are fixed on you, if a woman can be healed fully by simply just touching the bottom of your garment, God, that if a man can get up and walk and be fully restored, God, do those things, God, you can restore what seems to be unrestorable. You can mend what seems to be unmendable. God, and I thank you. I see right now that you are, I see hearts mending, red, beautiful, big hearts mending. I see the crack that was in between them, and I just see God mending that and him sewing those back together. And after he sews those back together, that they are fully restored and it's one heart. There's no scar. There's no evidence that it was ever broken apart. And I see God doing a work through your marriage right now, and I hear him saying, do you have great faith in what I can do? Because it's with your great faith that I will give you a great testimony. Yes. And that your marriage and the fight, it will be worth it. Ask and you shall receive, he says. I pray this by faith in Jesus' name.
Amen. And we just thank you, Lord, for breaking the chains of addiction that step in the way of the marriages and relationship out there. Yes. That the men and women, the husbands and wives, take the more difficult, tough task of praying, Lord, that it becomes simple for them, that they bypass the alcohol, they bypass the drugs, yes, they bypass the food, the television, the addiction, the things that are keeping them separated from you, Lord, and from their mate, God, their husbands and wives, Lord, that those chains of addiction are broken. God, we thank you for that. We thank you that,
yes,
that the love comes to you, Lord, that it's restored in the family, that the kids see their parents, they see love in their parents, they see you in their parents, God. They see God restoring their families, bringing them together, Lord, and that just creates just a wave of love that goes into our schools and across this nation, into the counties and across the states and across the entire nation to the Capitol, Lord. We just pray that you be seen through all, God, that today we ask ourselves, how can we bring God into our life today?
Yeah.
In our families, in our homes, in our work, and everywhere we go, Lord. How can people see you through me, God? How can I carry you to this workplace, God? How can I carry you out to the world, Lord, that you be with me by my side, that I never feel alone, that those out there that are feeling loneliness, they know it's a choice, God, that they turn to you, that they pray to you, that they speak to you, Lord, that you be seen and felt alongside of them. God, we just pray. We pray for the leaders of this country, Lord, that they continue to bring God back into the conversation, Lord. The leaders of our states, that God turn their hearts from wicked ways, Lord, and that they come back to you, to your word. God, that they lead by your word and they set the example and the foundation of the country and of the states and of our homes. God, that foundation is laid upon your word. And that they continue to live out that word day by day, God, restoring the values of our country and the values of our nation back into the home, God. Your values, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Your values, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this time.
Mm.
We thank you for our ability to be here, God, to pray today, to shine your light into the hearts of those out there that need it. Lord, we pray for those that are sick. We pray for those that are ill. We pray for those that are hurting, that are suffering from anxiety, God, that just be lifted off them today.
Yes, Jesus.
God, that's just lifted off of them, that they feel you, they feel the Holy Spirit that's inside of them, God, that it just comes out and overflows them. Lord, we know that you can do all things. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
As can everyone, and we know that as we repeat that over and over again, Lord, that the flesh begins to fade away and the spirit begins to come alive. God, we thank you. We thank you for all that you are, that all that you do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I'm hearing right now that when as I was praying for marriages, I just heard the Lord saying, pray for discernment. Pray for discernment of who you are allowing to speak into your life, who you are allowing to come into your home. Discernment for the people that are around you. Praying for that discernment. Oh, I just hear the Lord saying that there are many marriages that the enemy has sent good-willed people. He has sent good-willed people. Remember that because we all make choices, there may be some good-willed people who are doing damage in your life. And they think that they're helping, but they're not coming to the Lord in petition for you. They're not coming to the Lord in thanksgiving for you. But unfortunately, their ways are selfish. I see this so clear. I see married couples. There are people who are walking into their homes who are there to create division, who are there to, that's what I see, who are there that seem like they're okay people. They're friendly, they're nice, but they're not good intentioned, that they've been sent there to destroy, to bring division. And so I just pray for discernment. I pray that you come to a place of prayer for each and every person that's in your life and ask God, God, is this who you want in my life at this time? Is this, God, is this who you want me to listen to at this time? God, does this person have the fruit in their life that of a tree that I need to pick from, God? God, there's so many people out there right now who are blinded by worldly fruit. God, I just see it so clearly. I see people who see people that have money, that drive nice cars, that have big fancy homes, that wear nice clothes, that talk a lot about money. They talk a big game, and so they're bringing people in to follow them. God, but that is not your fruit. God, I just ask for discernment for each and every one of us, that we can recognize worldly fruit versus spiritual, godly fruit, God. God, that even you walked up to a tree that was beautiful and lush, but because it bore no fruit, you cursed that tree, God. God, give us eyes, give us hearts, give us ears and to see, God, the fruit that you wish for us to pick, God. God, there's a lot of opinions out there that we can pick from today, God, and I just ask that you give us discernment of who we listen to. God, that at the end of the day, we bring it all back to you, because even in our own discernment, God, we can make the wrong choices. But we never make the wrong choice if we bring it back to you, God, and we wait and we listen for your confirmation, for your word, God. And I thank you for this word and this message today, God. God, I thank you that today that you ministered in a different way than you normally minister through us, God. And I thank you for the peace that you've placed upon us, that we are exactly where you want us to be, God. I thank you for all who have been able to hear your words today, God, who have been able to stand with their brothers and sisters in the gap, God. And that our prayer time doesn't end here, God, but that we continue to come to a place and sit with you and be with you. I pray this by faith in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, and I think our time is about ended here, but we do want to thank you for joining us today right here on BPN Radio and on Facebook Live, and remind all the viewers and listeners out there that this is Intercession Prayer February, where Intercession Prayer will be happening all month long, 24 hours a day, right here on BPN Radio. And also want to thank our loyal listeners and contributors and church members who do contribute to this programming. And if it's on your heart to give, we want to invite you to give to BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries. And you can do so by sending your checks to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. You can make those checks out to to Breakout Ministries. Mm-hmm. Sorry, to Breakout Ministries. Or if you feel you could, if you feel called to give online, you can do so by heading over to bpnradio.com, where there's a donate button, and then that allows you to give via PayPal with a debit or a credit card. And what a blessing all of our viewers and listeners are, and thank you for continuing to support this program and, you know, shows like this, programs like this that you know, we know are vitally important. We know that people who plug in get fed, you know, that we reach people who may not be able to be in community with others at a time or for whatever reason, but we want you to know that your dollars and your contributions do contribute to this station continuing to broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the globe and across America. So we appreciate you guys. We thank you so much. And we want to honor Pastor Dale and Gene for, you know, coming up 53 years in full-time ministry, and what a blessing they are in our lives. And we thank God for them each and every day. And, just like I said, and encourage y'all to send him a note. It's a birthday. Just had his birthday this past week. And, you know, send him a note. Send him a happy birthday note. So we love y'all. We thank you. God bless you. God bless you. And you
God
have
bless
a wonderful
you. Peace
day.
Peace be we with
bless
you. You all. Bye-bye.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. As you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form, and if the stars were made to worship, so alive, I can see your heart in signal fire grace. And if creation sings your praises, so will I.
You said, if it all reveals your nature.
down my heart through all of my failure and pride. Whenever it rains, reminds me of the day when you left me, didn't say goodbye. I was young, you broke my heart. I learned to dance with pain, and how to pray, and how to hope. Still I wondered where you were. Did you care and cry with me when it rained? I forgive you. I forgive you. It's a heavy crown. Can't lay it down till I give it, till I let it go,
go, go.
The river that feeds the ocean, that drowns my sin, and I am free. I'm free. I forgive you. I forgive. So me.
give you.
His name.
I'm so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean.
blessed and amazed at all the things you've done. I stand amazed at your love and faithfulness. I'm in wonder, awestruck wonder of you, God. I stand amazed. Mercies every day. I stand amazed that your word has never changed. I'm in wonder, awestruck wonder of you, God. I'm not afraid, for Jesus counts my days. I'm not alone. Walk the path before me, this I know. You were in control. I will lift up my hands and say, every blessing I'll turn back to praise. I'm not afraid. All for me. I'm in wonder, awestruck wonder of you, God. I stand amazed that the storm was rolled away. I stand amazed that you're coming back again. I'm in wonder, awestruck.
Jesus.